From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Victoria Theater in Dayton, Ohio, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You are great. We are so excited to be here in Dayton. Everybody here in Dayton, of course, has been very excited about the local team, the University of Dayton, being in the NCAA basketball tournament this year. Really great for Dayton. Sadly, the team lost in the second round, but now, Dayton, you know what your consolation prize is. Here we are. It's just a shame that you didn't make it to the round of 16, because then you would have gotten the Thistle and Shamrock. The number to call to play in our tournament, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Belin from San Jose, California.
Hey, Belin, how are you?
It's Belin.
Belin?
Yeah.
It's Belin.
Belin. It's like Belinda with no duh.
No duh. Duh. Right. Do you prefer it that way, or did your parents just get distracted when they were naming you and stop after two syllables?
Oh, I assume my mom was in a lot of pain, and that was the reason.
Oh, really?
Duh.
Well, welcome to our show, Belin. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's the woman behind the syndicated column Ask Amy and the author of the new memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson, right there.
Hey, Belin.
Next, it's a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the forthcoming book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Belin.
Finally, as a humorist, his latest book is Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Belin.
Belin, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, of course, begins the show with three recreations of voices from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you win the prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Here's hoping.
Yes, here is your first quote.
I don't know what this says about the online audience, but the answer is no. I don't think that's a good strategy to grow our economy.
That was President Obama. He was dealing with the downside of making his case directly to the people via the internet. The question voted number one for his first presidential online town meeting was about what?
Oh, no. I have no idea. Do you have a hint?
A lot of people thought that this would be a fine way to grow the economy by making this legal and taxing it.
Keyword being grow the economy.
Yes.
If you put the economy under some black lights for a long time.
Marijuana?
Marijuana, yes. Very good. So the White House says to itself, we're tired of dealing with a media filter. Let's use the internet and let people vote on what they really want to hear about. Four of the top seven questions in the financial stability category. How about legalizing marijuana? Seven of the top questions in the budget category boil down to, when will you give us our weed? The audacity of dope. Mr. Obama is being short-sighted in turning this proposal down. Of course, not only would legalizing marijuana lead to increased tax revenues, it would also increase sales of Cheetos and fish records.
Actually, it was the same guy asking it over and over, though.
Really? He had forgotten that he had asked it before.
I got one.
The town hall, of course, was just the latest in a remarkable series of public appearances by the president over the past week. It started with Jay Leno, then 60 Minutes, a primetime TV press conference, the internet town hall, the QVC channel, and he sang lead in 8 commercials for freecreditreport.com. But here's the thing that amazed me, which is that, you know, some people suggested that it was an online campaign. Somebody sent out messages, maybe some marijuana site or some comedy site. But we can get the president to answer any question we want if we just vote, if we just organize a campaign.
So where are my keys?
Exactly. Do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Do you get the feeling, though, if we legalize dope, the rest of the economic recovery plan might make sense?
Hey, man,
let's give the guys that wrecked the economy another $70 billion. Cole, where's the Twinkies?
Have you ever really looked at a credit default swap?
Right,
have you really looked at it?
The famous comedy team of Cheech and Geithner, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
All right, very good, Belen. Here is your next quote.
I think that the name is so thoroughly wounded and disgraced that we're probably going to have to change it.
That was a CEO of a company in the news announcing how they're going to turn around their business, namely by changing their name. What's the company?
AIG?
Yes. The massive populist uprising against those avaricious sons of guns at AIG seemed to be abating. The national leg now aches from kicking them. And now the company is looking to the future. The first step, ditch the name, now associated with reckless greed. The short list of names that would be more popular with the public than AIG include the Botulism Company, International Body Odor, and O.J. Simpson.
Or they could call it SOL. Mm-hmm.
No, we're calling ourselves that.
And unfortunately, the rapacious, greedy, money-grubbing bastards is already a rock and roll group in Australia.
All right, Belen, here is your last quote.
This heart didn't come with instructions.
That was alt-folk rocker John Mayer. He was reacting to being dumped by his latest girlfriend, Jennifer Aniston. According to the tabloids, Aniston dumped Mayer because of his addiction to what?
Thoughts? I don't know.
You're actually not far off. I'll note that his plaintive cry you just heard, it was 140 characters or less.
Mm. Texting or Twittering.
Twittering, yes, Twittering.
Tweeting.
You are not a real star in this world until you wreck Jennifer Aniston's love life. Ask Angelina Jolie. So, according to the British Telegraph newspapers, Aniston got fed up with Mayer because he told her he was too busy with his songwriting work to see her, but as it turns out, he was spending hours writing his tweets, his little messages to all his fans. Mm. If you had any doubts about the fact that Twitter has now jumped the shark, Scott Simon spent 20 minutes talking about Twittering last weekend. And once NPR is onto a trend,
you know it's over.
Yes.
No. Here, with all due respect to Scott, if you're Twittering rather than having sex with Jennifer Aniston, that's a much bigger problem.
That's true. There is that, of course.
Yeah. And John Mayer has a gigantic Charlie Brown head. Have you guys noticed how big his head is? It's frightening.
But since Twittering, we have now decided, is over, we have suggestions for the next big internet phenomenon. For example, a system where people can send each other espressos, Jitter. A system exclusively used to book dates with escorts called Vitter. And Gruntbook, which is limited to monosyllabic expressions of dismay.
Fried Twitter would be fritter, I guess.
I think it's time to be a quitter.
Yeah.
Before this program goes, well, never mind.
Carl, how did Belen do in our quiz?
Belen had a great game, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Belen, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Belen. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.